Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice International Film Festival. I'm in company of Joaquin Phoenix, who's the protagonist of Joker. So, welcome. Thank you. To start where the debate where I left it with Todd, and I want to ask the same thing I asked him. Do you think that Arthur turning into Joker is a defeat or an evolution? Because I couldn't tell. I'm still trying to make up my mind. And well, I don't want to tell you what he answered.
Okay, well, I don't... I understand wanting to know that and wanting to know from me who plays the character. But for me, I think the great joy of the film for an audience, I mean, I hope if people are interested in seeing it, is that they get to decide for themselves what that is, right? And that's what I was really attracted to. Typically, in movies, most movies, and certainly in genre movies, you play a villain or a hero, the motivation for the character is very clear. And what I liked about this is I never was certain what was motivating him. And I have my own opinion, and I think I know what it is for me, but I wouldn't want to influence how anyone saw the movie. So I hope you understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also think that it was difficult for me, and I think a lot of the audiences, to not feel empathetic, I mean, with him. Because what would you do if you had that childhood, that kind of life?
Sure.
Yes, he's acting badly, but still, we're under antidepressant and so many pills sometimes, and we have, you know, a happy life.
Right.
And he didn't. So, it's, how did you work on that gray area, or colored, if you want to talk about Joker?
Mm-hmm. It was a long process, and the process of discovery, understanding him or trying to, didn't stop once we started shooting. I mean, it continued until the very last day. It's such a rich character, so much going on that... I never got to the point feeling like I knew who he was. It was kind of the joy of it was every day to feel like there was something new to discover about the character, a different color. And thankfully, I think it's something that Todd was interested in as well and was very confident and comfortable in kind of approaching it in that way daily. We also... He's really smart because he set up the schedule such that we had a lot of time. So there were times where we would go onto set and we would talk about a scene for a couple hours and not shoot because we were trying to figure something out. Sometimes we would start shooting a scene halfway through the day after shooting for 2 hours, go, I think we should go in a different direction. Like this isn't the right way to do this scene. And so we would make an adjustment. So we had the time to do that, which I think was so integral for this kind of character.
Why do you think Joker was always, you know, a difficult character that everybody always said that Joker was once you got deeper into that poker face of his, you couldn't get out as an actor, I mean.
I mean, to be honest, I thought it was a great joy playing Joker. I mean, to be honest, I prefer Joker over Arthur. Arthur is the one that is so wound up and suppressed, all these suppressed emotions. He's so tight. There's like nothing comfortable. Everything, the way he moves, everything was so uncomfortable about him that I couldn't stand it. And Joker, you know, Joker was the antithesis of that. Joker was like total liberation. It was like you could do anything as an actor. And so when I had to go from, I shot Joker in the seventh week, and we shot for 5 days a sequence of Joker, and then we went back to playing Arthur. I was like, I did not want to do it. I got to be honest. Arthur was the one that I struggled with most.
But I like the idea of laughing when nobody would laugh.
Yes, inappropriate laughter is great.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much, Joaquin Phoenix, for being with us for Joker. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the festival
thank
inside.
You.
Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.